night's work. If you look, you know, we believe we fly out of Springfield on United. And if you look at that, it's United flown by, and I think it's SkyWest maybe that flies for there. This is the same kind of thing. Silver does that for a lot of destinations. So this is very similar. They're 46 seat aircraft. And one of the things that we were troubled in the past was we had all big airplanes. So you had to fill 3 737s every day. And that's not easy. But 3 46-seat aircraft, these are brand new aircraft. They're out of the box. These aircraft are manufactured in France. They are well-traveled in Europe. They are not flown in the United States. They're in North America. So they are being certified by the FAA to fly in North America. They've got a great track safety record. They are turboprops, but they're very quiet. The one thing we like about it is very fuel efficient. So the flights, we can cover the costs. So, and the speed of them from here to Chicago is 6 minutes difference between the regional jet and this airplane. So 6 minutes is usually jacking around to get the jet wet to you. So anyway, I think there's a lot of reason to succeed here.
Will any of the airplanes be headquartered at Francis?
I believe they're bringing a maintenance float here, but I don't know that for sure. So, and there are some details to this that I wouldn't know. And then, of course, Frontier flying A320 Airbuses. That is the largest aircraft that serves this regional market, any of the markets. That's a 186 seats bigger the plane. So
it's big.
And that is on a revenue based model. That is not backstop. Frontier flew here before. They know what they can do. And so far that's been booking for about 6 weeks, and they are very encouraged. They said it's far exceeding their booking estimations. So things are coming along. So there's a little air service update.
For now, we'll be year-round, though. We're not going to be seasonal.
We will adjust air schedules so that we're not backstopping paying for things that are unreasonable. But yes, there will be year-round flights. The things we're trying to get at is connectivity, so that you can check your bag once and get on and go. And the other thing we're trying to get at is consistent service. That's the two things that the carriers we've had in the past have struggled with. So, there you go.
Great news. Thank you. Great news.
Impressed.
We just put Branson and Tamiami both back on the map.
Yes.
Well, we're on the map, but the dots get bigger.
Dots get bigger.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I do just a quick little plug? So for those of you, I haven't been able to make many of these meetings, so now they're on my calendar. So I'm like my attendees. But I oversee and the staff facilitator for our regional transportation advisory committee through SimCon through the regional planning commission. And so Rick serves on that, and he was an alternate. And with David Miller's retirement, the commission has put Rick in his position, and we will be looking for an alternate. So Commissioner Wyatt and we're going to try to figure that out by June. Hopefully, maybe one of you guys wants to attend those meetings. We meet every other month, basically. But part of that is your regional transportation needs list, and that will be something I was hoping perhaps we could have on the agenda for your May meeting. The list that you have your engineers prepare is not exactly in direct line with the list that I have for Taney County. So usually when I contact the commission, they defer to this group. I will meet with them if they want to, because we are planning to do multimodal meets as well this year as well. So looking at our pedestrian lists, our freight lists, and making sure they're all in good shape in case there's some kind of infrastructure package that comes out from the federal government and the state decides to do something with funding our transportation infrastructure. So if there were to be changes, we want to have our list prepared. So I would like to come, if that's okay with you guys, back in May and sort of walk through the list with you and make sure that we have a good, solid list and as much information and data as we can. The regional TAC will prioritize road and bridge needs in July, and then bike and pedestrian needs likely in August at our meetings, and we go to MoDOT in October for a district-wide prioritization process. So we want to make sure that we get our county list done before those meetings, obviously. So that's why, based on your schedule, May would be our only opportunity to do that. And we would be looking, like I said, and I have the list here. It's also on our website, simcog.org. We have every county's need list, as well as all of our regional need lists, total top 30 needs, and the district prioritization list that we do with MoDOT and other regional planning commissions in the district. So if you're ever curious, you should have that. If you are with a local jurisdiction, you may have gotten a letter. Like the presenting commissioners have gotten a letter. The mayors of all the communities get letters. And anybody is welcome to submit projects and needs as long as they're on the state system. So if we get something from a general citizen within the county, that's something I would have to add to the list and discuss with you guys and see what you wanted to do with it. So if it wasn't something on your list, because the transportation planning process in the state of Missouri is a very grassroots, ground level. They want anyone and everyone to participate. But the other thing I just wanted to kind of toss out there is that we have recently been kind of approached by the Missouri Bike and Pedestrian Federation. They are working with MoDOT on a series of bicycle interstates crossing the country. I don't know how familiar people are with the interstate bike route system. The Transamerica Trail, which is its bike route 76, I mean, they give all of the interstate bike routes numbers, travels through basically along 125 in Greene County, and it hits Polk County a little bit. So we've seen a lot of bicycle tourism. Northwest Arkansas is booming with bicycle tourism. They are funding trails like crazy. So we're seeing a lot of people sort of, we cover 10 counties, but we don't cover all the way to the Kansas state line. That's a different regional planning commission. And that regional planning commission is doing a massive regional trails plan, and they're getting hundreds of people interested. And so there is a proposed bike route, which would be Interstate 51. That could potentially have a route through Taney County or Berry County, some of our southern counties, or Stone County. We are looking at the potential of doing some kind of trails plan. We have not found funding for one yet, but I also wanted everybody to be aware of that, so that if you get, so if someone reaches out to you about this Bike Route 51, or if you hear something from the Missouri Bike and Pedestrian Federation, they are slowly reaching out to communities to see, you know, are you receptive to these bike routes? You know, do you have trails? Do you have current infrastructure in place? Are you planning for that to try to address where these routes are going to go? And like I said, there's already some counties that are all over this, so it's potential that that's where the routes will go. But selfishly for our region, I would hate to lose out on that opportunity if that really is sort of this booming tourism industry or these bike routes. So I want to put that on everybody's radar. I felt like this was probably a good group to make sure that that's something you're thinking of. They're also getting ready to submit Route 66, historic Route 66 interstate bike route, to ASHTO for approval right now. So you may hear something about that, but that will not go through Taney County. But that would be something regionally that you may hear about.
And ASHTO is?
No, it's like American Association of State Transportation Highway Officials.
Something like that, but it's the federal guys.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's all we care about.
The federal highway guys. Group, yeah. They're sort of like your federal highway administration, federal transit administration, or federal highway organization. Just wanted to put both of those out there for you guys.
And they are, if they don't approve it,
it's done.
It's done, so.
Okay, any more new business?
Spencer, you guys are just here for bonding with us, or?
Actually, they were here to kind of help with an update on the east-west, but he got behind some of those famous beams coming in there. So
it takes me 5 minutes from 65 to 45.
Yeah. So,
I need to introduce you to the community of Hollister. It's a shortcut. Only takes about 20. Just so you know, I just put it out there.
Okay.
And you can stop and eat on the way. There you go. Well, we did have significant discussion about that earlier, and so we understand that you guys are working with the commission to look into the opportunities that may be available.
Yes, yeah, we're excited to be a part of that, and hopefully to develop a successful plan, find the funding to help make that happen. So.
I'll just add that since 1994, they have worked on this project.
Yeah, and going back to that, I mean, that's where Mike Bagan was actually a part of that team that looked at the intermodal study with
Burns McDonald,
yeah,
Stone County.
City of Branson, Fannie County, and Stone County. So we're glad to have that history that far back to be able to bring it forward to today's time.
All right, anything? We got anyone else? Have a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Move seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?